Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. The show is also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org. And if you go there, you will get all sorts of content and information. It's on my Take Action page where you will find those candidates that I am endorsing and asking for your help and support. And I have a huge announcement to make a little bit later on. But I just want you to know that we're taking it to the people. We're taking it to the different states, and we are making a difference, and that is really more or less due to you and your successes and your help and contributions. But anyway, you are listening to the only show that asserts a constitutional solution by getting the general government back into the framework of the Constitution. This is also an open line show, and the lines are open, because I want to engage in good constitutional discussion, because it is through discussions that how we learn, and it's how I learn. And the number to call in is 215-867-8255. And that is, again, 215-TOP-TALK. So by all means, if you have a constitutional question or one that's very specific to what I'm kind of curious about, if you can help me out on my daily or my standard question, then by all means call. And because I know that some of you are probably really looking for the solution and or the answer that I have in my standing question. But anyway, this show is dedicated in support of your state legislators. All of us have state legislators who have the ability, and actually they have the responsibility, not just the ability. They have the responsibility and duty to protect us from federal tyranny. So a part of this is also this show, a part of this show is also to, work with the primary grassroots, which would be the GOP, as well as the Constitution Party, as well as the Libertarian Party, as well as any other local libertary or liberty-minded grassroots organizations. And there are plenty of small little facets of those that are really hardcore, I would call, activists in trying to pursue a breakaway from federal tyranny and the progressive agenda and getting people to wake up and so forth. So I'm definitely trying to help work and engage those types of organizations. That being said, in my working with state legislators as well as these different grassroots organizations, what I am trying to do is get them all to commit in protecting all of us from federal tyranny. So if I get one legislator in each legislative chamber in each state to stand up, we have now begun the dialogue. And so, as I said, you know, I've got some information, a good announcement for you in this show today. Just stay tuned. I am hoping that I can break away. I don't see any room in my schedule within the next few days. Maybe next week will be better. I actually need to block out a day because I need to sit down and actually do the strategy and the campaign for the crowdfunding, because we're really starting to get some movement going. And as this show continues to grow, and oh, by the way, thank you very much for continuing to help in assisting the growth of this show. I've got a lot of news and I got to get through this. So I'm going to try to set aside a day so that I can have that, because this money that I'm asking for in this crowdfunding has nothing to do with it coming to me. This money is to be used for promoting a rodeo for Republic Review. And we very specifically want to do this in Wyoming. We want to do another one possibly in Kansas, and possibly another one in Utah. These are the three states that are really kind of in play, and that's really more due to the fact that these three states have their primaries the way they do. Utah is a little early, not as early as the Dakotas and so forth, but I think Utah is a good opportunity for us due to civilization, all these other things, we may be doing a video, and that will be available for whatever. I don't know. I'm not behind all of these different little facets, but there's a chance that somebody may come along and monetize this with a video. And if that's the case, to help support this financially, then I will ask you to buy those videos to help reimburse the cost of what it's taking to do that. All of that being said, I want to set aside a day that I can actually sit down and start spelling out the campaign and going through that, because apparently there's a little more to just doing crowdfunding than just saying, hey, give me money. I don't know why that is, but apparently people want to know details. They want to know markets and how to get this out socially and so forth, and a little more elaborate than I thought. But anyway, there is still, as I've looked out in the window and I've looked through the news, there is still no sign or news of the federal government disbanding any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. And again, that brings it back to you and I. We have to do this if we have any desire in saving our liberty, saving our Constitution, and preserving what we've enjoyed and our parents and our forebears have enjoyed. Then, and we want to give that to our posterity, then we have to do something. So again, I have that standing question for those who've been doing the due diligence and trying to research this and still looking. What or where in the Constitution does the federal government obtain the authority to create and manage land reservations for any purpose at all? You tell me where that is in the Constitution, and we're good. We'll move forward on that. I also want to do the plug for the Red Pill Expo. It's up here in Spokane, in the general vicinity of the readout area. It's kind of the heartbeat of that. And I would invite you to go to redpillexpo.org. Look at the cost. Look at the people that are going to be there. Look at what you're going to get for those 3 days, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And I would just ask that you consider making this a priority for your summer vacation. Bring your family and, you know, let them absorb all of this good content and the good messages. I will tell you, this is going to be big, and you will be able to get, if they still have any left, they still are offering to those who are the first 350 people purchasing tickets, general or VIP tickets, that DVD album of last year's Red Pill Expo, which is, it would be a great memento, and I'm sure they'll be offering the same thing this coming year of this year's Red Pill Expo as well. And again, like I said, I have a big announcement, but I'm trying to do this just like the news stations do, you know, film at 11, film at 11, film at 11. But I'm not sure if anybody heard in the news, but the Boulder, Colorado, I believe it was the city council, voted to violate the Constitution once again, because they apparently they did it before, in banning assault rifles. And it's not just the banning of the sale of assault rifles, but let's say you've legally purchased an assault rifle and now they've banned it. And bottom line, that is a post ex facto law, whether you like it or not, or whether they like it or not, they cannot take something that was once legal and make it illegal to have and or to purchase. Therefore, they are violating. And I'd love to see lawyers in Colorado and in Illinois and these other places that are going down these paths of buffoonery in trying to violate your civil rights and your constitutional rights and privileges and immunities, and take them to task at court. Hold them accountable and let these guys, let the chips fall where they may, and let these people, because it could be men and women, let these people understand that they have constitutional limitations as to how they can govern. It is by the consent of the governed, not by their whims and desires. Another thing in the news, because I know I talk about this a lot as far as social justice warriors and so forth, the NFL's very own Minnesota Vikings are going to be promoting the homosexual agenda by having some type of conference. And here again is another effort of social justice warrior. And as you understand, social justice is a mechanism. It is a process. It is an activist type of effort in implementing socialism. And it just makes me think, you know, why can't the USFL come back and start competing? I think if the USFL came out this year and said, you know what, we're going to create competition against the NFL, I will bet you that the NFL would be losing people in blockbuster numbers big time, because I'm sure there's so many people that are fed up that the USFL would have a great chance of becoming a legitimate competitor against the NFL. With that, I have a hard break, and so please stay tuned because I do have that big announcement coming up. So we'll be right back with that announcement after the break. Thank you so much. Did you know your overall health is connected to your dental health? As you get older, this becomes more and more important. If you're like me, going to the dentist can be terrifying. So for me to maintain my dental and overall health, I need a great dentist and staff who are sensitive to my fear, pain, and even my fear of the cost of dental work. This is why it took me almost 2 years to find a great dentist after moving into this area. Bottom line, I need a great dentist just to get into the chair, even for a regular cleaning. This is why I personally recommend Dr. Vaughn Tracy as not only a great dentist, but a great patriot and a dentist who cares about your comfort and health. You can find him at VaughnTracyDDS.com. That's VaughnTracyDDS.com. Then you can agree with me, it's great to have a great dentist. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I'm trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
And just as we were going into break, I was just closing up on the fact that the NFL is promoting more socialism and social justice. But do you want some wind in your sail? Do you want to have some good news? Do you want to see some tangible outcomes that are actually going to bring forth an end to this federal tyranny? Well, here we go. Chad Christensen won, and he won truly because you were there to help. I believe the power of prayer. I believe your contributions were huge. I'm planning on having him come on, whether we do some pre-recorded interviews or whether we have him come on to talk. And it'll be kind of a regular thing because it's a long way between now and that general election in November. We haven't even hit summer yet. And so we got a whole season to go through. And with that, and in all honesty, I abhor all of these states that do these early elections because these early elections are designed to protect the incumbents. And so the fact that we were able to successfully unseat a 30-year incumbent rhino, this is huge. This was really huge, and I have a lot of thanks to you because this is the beginning. This is our first toe in the door, and we are going to take it to them. And I'm looking forward to the day when we will be talking to him as the 2019 sessions begin, and he can report back kind of on a regular basis those types of things that he's doing, because that's exactly what we need. That's what we want to look for. And the fact that he's going to be there and reaching out to Wyoming and some of these other states, I truly believe that we'll be able to create a level of symbiotic relationships, and as well as elevate a level of synergy amongst these states to where I'm expecting good things to start happening in 2019 and 2020. Because when we go into the election season of 2020, we will be well positioned in almost every state using a lot of different entities, organizations that will be supporting this, because I've got some announcements coming up in the next month or so of different organizations and different groups, whether they be state or nationwide, although forgive me, whether they be national or nationwide organizations. I want to start announcing these that are coming on board as they officially do that. And I think you're going to start seeing, hey, this is kind of interesting. This GR guy here, he's actually doing some stuff. And I've got to be humble and honest about this. This is really not about me. This is all about the message. If I started making this about market share and about trying to make this about money, then I would be doomed to fail, or I would be basically selling out our liberties for lucre or for mammon. And I'm not here to do that, not here to serve that. What I am here to do is to work with you in proving to you that we're heading down this path of a road to victory in taking back the Constitution. I also want you to understand something here. We have to be very humble with the fact that we're getting these state legislators into these positions in doing this, because this is not a glory road. This is not a glory haul. If you understand what these guys earn, as a matter of fact, in Idaho alone, I believe Chad is only going to earn $17,000 a year. That's his salary for the 2 years he's been elected. $17,000. The nearer I could tell, that is poverty level. Now, they do get a per diem on a daily allowance for the 2 months or whatever that they work. And that's, I think, $129 a day if they have a second residence in Boise, or a $74 a day with travel back and forth if they're kind of within a reasonable distance of travel. And so these guys are not making a lot of money. And I want you to understand this. These are the people that are making the laws to protect you and or to straddle you with burdens and taking your liberties away and so forth. And so, are you curious as to how politicians are so easily corrupted? Look at the salary and look at the benefits or compensation these guys are making. I don't understand this. We pay the bureaucrats and the professionals in the other state agencies and positions far more money than what these guys are making. And these guys are the pinnacle of what we have to deal with as far as our government. Does this make sense? Why is it that we are allowing them to work well under the average cost of a, let's say, a lawyer? Because lawyers kind of go through and exploiting the law, or they prosecute violations and or defend. And how much do those guys make a year? And these guys are the ones that are actually writing the law that have to basically stand the test of time and or protecting you or repealing violations or liberties, taking away liberties. I want you to understand that we underpay these guys significantly. I believe I've mentioned this before. And so if you kind of understand what they're making, then hopefully this raises the curiosity as to, you know, why is it that these people or these legislators, because they're in this position, give themselves golden retirement benefits? Let's fix this whole problem. Let's pay them an honest compensation. We need to do that so that they're getting literally a decent compensation. Take away their benefits, make them buy their own benefits that they should be employed anyway. They're supposed to have a regular job, and so let's pay them a decent salary, give them decent, you know, compensation benefits or what have you. And if they want a retirement, that retirement needs to be at the, just like everybody else in America, you have to contribute to your retirement. Even into Social Security, you are contributing. You're contributing 15% of your compensation that you're making from your employer, or you have to do it yourself. And that is a huge thing if you're self-employed. 15% is a lot of money that you're just putting into Social Security. What about your own personal retirement, your 401ks, IRAs, and those types of things? So my point is that we need to change our paradigm in how we treat those who govern us. Because I get it that we don't want to make this an opportunity for them to fleece the public. But the whole point is that they should be fairly compensated to make sure that they're not tempted to take money and or bribes and or be colluding with bad people and giving them legislation or doing things to you and I. Let's make it easier for them to be above reproach and above these temptations by giving them, I think, a fairer compensation. Come on, $17,000? Come on, that's an insult. I don't care what the average pay is in Idaho. $17,000 is an insult, regardless of what that base is. And if you add up the per diem, it is an insult for what these guys are making. I do know that the long term and the 30-year incumbent that is leaving is going to probably be able to collect a retirement. We got to close that too, because We have to stop them becoming permanent leeches. We want to pay them fair compensation for while they're working and serving, but they shouldn't be making, you know, a lot of money off of the public and creating a public debt and or other financial problems. And I'm going to actually have a guest on that's going to talk about the secret money that usually every state and every city has. And I think you're going to find this interesting, because this guy can show you exactly where the money is, because they keep taxing you, but they seem to have plenty of money, but they just don't report that. And I think you're going to find that pretty interesting. But with that, we now have a beginning of the dialogue in the state of Idaho's legislative body. So folks, we're not done. We have 5,444 more seats to go throughout the Republic. And so this is big, especially considering the lack of interest and necessities that we're dealing with coming up. But I have a hard break, and so I will be right back with even more information for you that's really, really hot, hot news. And we will talk about that right after the break. Thank you so much. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so we do have one seat taken care of. Out of the 5,445 legislators in the United States, we've got one seat. So that, like I said, we have 5,444 left to go. So this is big. We're actually getting the dialogue started, because once people start talking and once people start hearing an alternate concept to the Article 5 convention and to the status quo of we're going to educate the electorate, as some old organizations out there are trying to do, they're, and I am going to start getting very heated about that with this show. Maybe upsetting some people. I'm not trying to burn bridges, but it's time to start calling people out for their lack of successes and for their culpability in how we have slid towards socialism. So if you really want some hot stuff, it is coming up, because I have put it to the man with an old-time organization, and that man is supposed to be getting back to me, giving me a official position on what he believes about Republic Review. And I'm starting to believe, because it's been over a week, I'm starting to get this feeling that I'm getting stonewalled once again, and the resolution or the final determination from the man is going to be, well, yeah, we're not going to take a position on this. And if that's the case, then it's time for me to move forward and then just start letting everybody have the honest picture, because I think it's important that we all know who is supporting the status quo and who is actually supporting the Constitution and taking the Madisonian proactive approach, the Jeffersonian approach in confronting federal tyranny, instead of trying to build up an organization to educate everybody. Because to me, that really seems self-serving. Getting leaders to lead and doing their job is nothing about self-service. This is not self-promoting GR here. This is all about saving liberty, individual liberty, and individual sovereignty for our posterity. Okay? And that's all that is. That being said, I know I've got this one champion, and so now I need to get another champion. And the next primary, as you know, because I'm hoping to announce somebody that's going to be supporting Republic Review and this auditing process in South Dakota. However, it just seems like I'm hit this barrier in the Dakotas. And as I've looked at this, I think I've mentioned this before, that it seems like there are no challengers for these seats. And it seems like I thought that for sure in all of these elections that I wouldn't have to worry about a challenger and being able to start leveraging, because you have leverage when you've got two challengers, because most of them, if they see the opportunity of gaining a real advantage, especially when it comes to a very conservative county or a very conservative legislative district, That incumbent, if he's got a good challenger that could be potentially threatening their career, would recognize, you know what, I'm going to get on board with this Republic Review. I'm going to commit to supporting the Constitution, get their support, get your support, get the organizational support that is going to be supporting Republic Review, and then be able to move forward, you know, and maintaining their seat, and then doing the due diligence in the next session of saying, hey, we have a responsibility to do these things. And you know what? If that person doesn't do that, then we will get rid of them and we will replace them. And that's where I was hoping to, after these primaries, reaching out to the county chairs, the county leaders of the GOP, and as I've talked about this before, we need to get them to start setting the expectations and standards and saying, look, you've committed to supporting the Constitution. We're going to hold you to this, and we want you to give us feedback on a regular basis. And a matter of fact, this show right here is going to be keep track of that, because everybody that's committed, I'm going to be asking them to come back on and kind of tell everybody what they're doing. And this gives them a great opportunity, because down the road, there's going to be possibly a need to replacing congressmen in D.C. and senators in D.C. who will not only be obstinate, but they will be outright defiant and treasonous and will have to be replaced as we move to close the auditing process of the federal government. And so this is really big. This is huge. I hope you understand that you have contributed to a real change in the direction that the progressives have put us on. See, when Obama was saying change, fundamental change, He was not talking about fundamental change for the good. He was basically trying to put us on a path where there was no return. This change is actually putting us back into a pattern and on a direction of restoring the state's role in this constitutional republic. And so, as I always say, and as I'm going to be making this a credo, I want to repeat these rules or this law, let's call it a law. If we are not using the Constitution to fight our battles, then we risk almost certainty in losing these battles. So the two laws are that the only defense we have that can save us is the Constitution. And the only weapon that will destroy our enemies is the Constitution. And so we must adhere to these laws and we must apply these in every battle in moving forward. That being said, I want to talk to you about some really big news. This is probably going to span beyond this segment and go into the next. But what I want to do is I want to tell you that I've been working with the general manager of an organization that is on YouTube that is providing a level of news that you are not hearing. And I want you to know that there have been victories. And as a matter of fact, I wanted to have it ready for you so that you could literally pull this up and start looking at this. But how many of you have heard of sealed indictments at the state levels? There's something like almost 40,000. It's a little less than that. And these things are growing. They're growing by the month, these sealed indictments going after corruption and so forth, all the way down to the state level. And there's a lot of things that are going on that I think is really important. And so in sitting down with the general manager and talking to one of the integral leaders who has been able to extrapolate information from sources and so forth, they're offering a level of information that I think is good news. I think what is going on is great. My biggest concern and my approbation in trying to, you know, work or go, you know, wholehearted into anything is the fact that I want to make sure that it does not obscure what our focus needs to be. But I think if we're in this space where we can do this, because bottom line, I want you to understand that what is going on in DC and what is going on in the Trump administration is literally going after these evil, rotten, nasty politicians that have been selling us downriver, moving us towards globalism and so forth. Now, Trump does not have the ability to save our Constitution. Only the states have that. However, he does have the ability to go after the bad players. He has the ability to shut down a lot of really bad, evil, and insidious things. And I'm really hoping that he has all the successes he needs and he can shut down all of these election violations and voter fraud and election fraud and these types of things so that we can actually start getting honest results in our elections once again. I don't believe we've had honest results in decades. I can tell you that in the state of Washington, the Gregoire and Dino Rossi, I think that was the Dino Rossi when he was running for governor. If you hadn't heard this at a national level, you need to hear this because Dino Rossi won by a couple hundred points or maybe 300, I think it was. And they said, well, we got to do a recount. And they did the same thing that they did in Miami, or actually in Florida with the Bush-Gore election, where they only recounted very specific counties. And those counties were heavily Democratic. And they recounted. And again, Dino Rossi won the governorship. And they said, you know what, we got to count again. And as they started to go back and count, they said, oh, look, we found a whole bunch of ballots in somebody's trunk. And so what they ended up doing, they counted these ballots. Somebody should have gone to jail for this. And you probably heard this in my interview. But bottom line, Dino Rossi ended up losing because the progressives were able to persuade that they could do this. Well, they got away with it. We got to stop this. We're at heartbreak. We'll be right back talking about this channel on YouTube and this news agency right after our sponsors. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. I'm working with key leaders and patriots and setting up rodeos for Republic Review in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. We're trying to promote engagement between you and your public servants so that you can start demanding their fulfillment of their oath of office to support and defend the Constitution. If you're beginning to understand what Republic Review can do and how it works, then America needs your help. More importantly, if you live in one of these states or know any patriots or patriotic leaders like an elected official, a grassroots leader, or someone who is politically active, then please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We know that if we can get a strong attendance by both the candidates and the electorate, we will make an impact. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this audit process started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so this news agency, actually, it's really just a channel. And what this is actually kind of a new channel. They're starting to actually grow in subscribers on YouTube. And this is a group of anonymous individuals who are pulling out news sources and pulling out information. And I'm not sure if anybody has ever heard of something called Q drops. But these Q drops are inside information that's supposedly coming from somebody within the Trump administration that is providing insights as to what is going on and how they are attacking the progressives and going after them in their strongholds and so forth. And so there's lots of information that is happening that these people are reporting. And so what I'm trying to do and what I'm hoping that will happen is that I get somebody from this organization to actually start coming in. This way they can provide either documents and or information at a high level, because they go 24/7 talking about all of this information. And so that's a lot of time and a lot of consumption and a lot of information. And I think it's really important that what I want to do is get them to start, you know, encapsulating some of this information and providing that in some sort of, well, an encapsulated news brief or what have you. So what I want is to either, you know, a segment a week or a couple segments a week or little segments every day of what's really big, what's really hot that you need to look at. And what I will do is I will talk about this tomorrow, but I will put this post, or I should say this this link to a website that will allow you to look at all of the states and the sealed indictments for each state. And guess which states have the highest sealed indictments? California, New York, the really dark blue states have a lot of sealed indictments. Guess what state has the lowest of all states in sealed indictments? Guess. Any guesses? Of course. You over there, you're right. Wyoming. Wyoming has the smallest amount. And that's where it just supports my thesis in gaining this information. I knew that Wyoming was the least corrupt. And I wasn't shocked, but it was a reinforcement again of what I believed, that Wyoming is the place to start this. And that is why I am even more all in getting into Wyoming, doing everything we can to getting the maximum amount of state legislators on board to start pushing this, so that if by 2019 we do not have Wyoming willing to stand up, we will be in a situation, or I should say, well positioned within the counties and everything else to ensure that those legislators who refuse to do their job, they get replaced. Kind of plain and simple. We don't have time for hee-hawing, and we do not have time for people pursuing their own little personal agendas, helping some lobbyist funnel money to them so that they can help get some Agenda 21 policy and or law in effect. I'm sorry, we no longer have room for that, and we definitely don't have room for those types of destructive laws and those types of destructive regulations and so forth. And so bringing on this news, it's kind of like, you know, how the Patriot News Channel and other news channels on Sirius or even on other channels where they use a different form of news. Like even the Weather Channel uses Weather Underground information as a part of their weather. And so what I'm going to try to do is create this bridge. And this the channel on YouTube is called Patriot Soapbox. So if you put that into a search, it'll come up with Patriot Soapbox. And you can become easily overwhelmed with all the chatting and all of the information and so forth. And so this is why I think it's really important that they either have a single or a couple of different analysts that will be available to provide a high-level brief on what's going on, what is happening, like, you know, this meeting with Trump and Kim Jong-un in supposedly Singapore. Did it happen yet? Or has it already happened? Or will it happen? And they will give you some insights on this, and it will get you to start really not only questioning, it will close the door, because I believe that this, what they're doing, will probably take a true end run in destroying the national media forum. There may be still relevance in your local news, even though they're still grinding axes because they're trying to promote the agenda as well, but not necessarily at the national level. They're still trying to focus at the local. But give us time. We will be taking over because the progressive media outlets have been nothing but destructive. We've only proven that. Nobody has faith in them anymore. And the time is coming when they will become the obsolete medium, that live content and live information, as well as archived and random access to this information, needs to become available, because what they're doing is they're spoon feeding you their indoctrination, even at the local level. Because believe me, even in conservative areas, and I'll give you a great case in point, because I brought this up last week about John Burberry in Wyoming and what happened to him. He was shut down because he started questioning the homosexual agenda being tolerated, not tolerated, but he was saying that it looked like they were promoting it, and he was questioning what the heck they were doing. And I still want to find that source so that I can put up, if you go look for it, there is a 10-minute audio clip between this conversation of him and this superintendent that I talked about. And you will find that there is a control, even at the local level, in ensuring that you do not spill their little ore cart, because they've got way too much invested in taking over this country and in controlling the narrative and in controlling the dialogue. So that kind of goes down back to what I was saying also about Platonism and why Platonism becomes the real problem. As a matter of fact, the Platonists, I'm going to get into this for what I have left here. The Platonists have been very successful in using biases and slants on information to predetermine analysis and conclusions. Just today alone, as I was researching on Bing and Google information on yesterday's primaries, it seemed like the only thing they wanted to give me in reporting was the outcome of the Democratic primary races. What the heck's going on? Why is it that they're completely burying these things? This is why I really only use DuckDuckGo as my search engine, because they're not filtering and they are not tracking you. It is the only reliable search engine that is out there. Across the disparate networks and the industries that are all promoting this dialogue, they all use the same dialogue, words, tones, like parrots. And an example of this was the propaganda crap that they fed Americans about Benghazi and what happened. Their influence has been incredible. And I believe that their image and their reputation is beyond repair. They keep on trying to reinforce paradigms for those who are, for a lack of a better term, under their control. We need to start winning at every level, and as we start to see, and as we start to bring in people from the Patriot soapbox, you're going to start hearing that, hey, they're winning up there. Trump does not have a lifetime of being king. There are limitations to even what he can do. He is buying us time, and we need to fight the fight here in the trenches in the states to take back the Constitution. Are we any closer to bringing back prayer in school? No. So I don't want you to get this false hope, but we have to have a very focused effort, because if you haven't heard, even though they don't allow the Bible to be used, they do allow the Quran to be used in school or being taught in high level or what have you. It is a part of the curriculum. I cannot see anywhere where the loss or the loss of Christian values are on any path of being restored until a few things this past year that Trump has done. So Trump is basically making some of these headways for us. We have to do the rest of the job down here at the States. That's what I am doing, and that's what I need your help to do. That's why I am here trying to reclaim the Republic. As you know, I am G.R. Mobley. And as you know, I am working diligently, without living a highfalutin lifestyle, in saving our liberties for our posterity. I'm at the end of this show. I am G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic with your help. and we will be back tomorrow. So make sure you keep spreading the word. We're right here with you, Reclaiming the Republic. Thank you much.